Time for another doc talk here on Q92 at Johns Memorial Health Services. And on the phone with us right now is Gail Schlimme, Activities Manager from Johns Memorial Health Services. Good morning, Gail.
Good morning, Paul.
Well, things are a little different for you as Activities Director, I would guess, huh?
Yes, things have changed a lot since March.
Right.
For us here in the activity department.
Okay. Maybe some of our listeners aren't familiar with you. I want you to introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Gail.
Well, I have worked at Johnson Memorial Health Services for about 40 years, and I have been the activity director for a little over 20. I actually grew up in Madison, so I graduated from Madison High School.
Yeah, I did too.
A few years ago.
Yeah.
And I started working at Johnson Memorial soon after I got out of high school, and I became certified as an activity director, like I said, like 20 years ago. And I currently live in Clinton, Minnesota. I've lived in Clinton for about 7 years now.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you make the commute from Clinton to Dawson.
I do.
Wow.
Yep.
Did you say you did? I'm sorry.
I was going to say it's not too bad in the summertime, but in the winter it gets kind of questionable sometimes.
Yeah, really. Did you say you've been with Johns Memorial Health Services for 40 years?
Yep.
Wow, that's awesome. So, good. Well, tell us a little bit about your job description, being activities manager. What does that entail, Gail?
Well, I direct the activities that happen here every day. And I can tell you it has changed a lot since March. Before that, we were doing all kinds of things, including community things. You know, our fourth grade buddies were coming up. Our guys were getting together and playing cards with volunteers. We had big group activities like masquerade balls, and we had arts and aging grant. We had artists coming in and doing drawing and painting and things with our residents. And we have service learning kids coming up here, and we take the bus out a lot and go different places. And then all of a sudden, the COVID-19 restrictions started, and things totally changed. And so people were in their rooms and not able to come out. And so we had to come up with a whole new way of delivering activities to our residents. And a lot of that is done through closed circuit TV, which we use for like bingo and videos. The worship services are over the TV. We have Dawson Sentinel reading, where Scott sits and reads, and the residents can see him over the TV. We have Movement Monday with Tammy from Restorative, and she does exercises with the residents over the TV. And bingo, like COVID style, is done where we pass the cards out to their rooms, and then they play bingo, and when they get a bingo, they turn their call light on, and we answer it.
Oh, okay.
And, of course, we've got jokes in between and things like that and trivia in between the bingo games. And we also have a COVID update that's done every other week by our administrator, Stacy Lee, where she keeps the residents updated on the COVID situation and what's going on, and they have a chance to have questions available to her before that so that she can address those. We also do our resident console over the TV, and then after the minutes and things have been read, the activity staff go through the hall, and the residents put on their call lights, and we stop by rooms of other people and just see if they have any comments or suggestions. We have a menu magic team that gets together, and they got together for the first time since March in person. We can now start some small group things, and so wearing masks and social distancing and all that good stuff, we have been able to start some of our small groups back. So they get together and give us suggestions and comments on the meals and the dining. And we have been having more homemade meals, and we started grilling every Tuesday. I would say that one of our most popular activities with the COVID is our traveling happy hour. And that features a specialty drink each time. We've had rhubarb slushes and daiquiris, margaritas, things like that. And we always have popcorn with that. We have a traveling country store, too, that goes around. And they have a snack cart that goes around, and they can buy things off of that. And we started some of the small group things. So poker keno is a small group thing that we've started doing in the evenings, and craft groups and manicures, things like that. Our beautician is finally able to come back, so she's back, and Lisa was doing many hair sets and things before our beautician could be here, so we're very thankful that she was able to do that, being a beautician in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Our courtyard, we have a beautiful courtyard, and so a lot of people are spending time out there. They usually go out there in the mornings for the most part because the weather cooperates the best then. And we've been featuring music on Fridays out there in the courtyard, different types of music each Friday. We've also started to do a golf cart ride, so we have an 8-passenger golf cart, and we've been doing rides on that, and we just started getting our bus out again. They just recently went out for a ride around the lake and seeing the Milan Bridge.
Oh, good. Awesome.
So they like that. Terry Nelson was here yesterday. We finally had live music here for the first time since March. And so he was in the chapel over the closed circuit TVs, and a few of the residents got to be out for that.
Yeah, I bet you that was a treat, huh?
Yeah, they very much enjoyed that.
Boy, Gail, it sounds like you and your team had to be very creative during the COVID here, and it sounds like you're very active.
Yes, we have. Creative is a good word, because we have had to come up with new ideas and new things to do. One other thing that we did was we had a gardening project where the residents planted seeds, and so those got transplanted out into our courtyard planters, and so every once in a while someone will go out and grab a cucumber or tomato off of there, and next week we're actually going to have flower arranging with our flowers that are all growing out there. We're going to cut some flowers and let the residents put them in vases for in their rooms in the dining room.
Oh, okay, awesome. Well, that sounds pretty cool. I just listening to you, I get excited. I might want to move. Come over to you and your place. That's awesome. I know it's been very difficult for the residents and their family members, Gail, during the COVID-19. How are they holding up? How's it working out?
I would say overall they're doing surprisingly well.
Okay.
We do keep a lot of families are connected, like I said, through Zoom, through the window visits, and through our outdoor visits. And we have a very busy schedule with family members calling to make appointments for those visits.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And, yes, it's good to see the smiles on their faces and the expressions when they finally get to see each other for the first time in a while. So,
right.
That's been good.
Right, so right now with the COVID thing continuing going on, and it doesn't seem like to be going away soon. You're on the same kind of plan of what you've been doing now, or got something coming up or that you'd like to share? Or?
We are going to eventually start doing more small groups and trying to get people out more. Maybe do some small group games like beanbags, bocce ball. We actually have scheduled a carnival in August. We're going to have a carnival day, and we're going to make it an all-day event, do social distancing out there. We're going to have snow cones and cotton candy and popcorn and hot dog stand and all kinds of games for them to play, and we will be doing it social distancing and disinfecting as needed in between, but we're going to make it happen.
Okay, real good, Gail. Anything else we need to talk about before we let you go?
The only other thing that I wanted to mention is that we've had some people that have been really good to bring animals in to visit, like baby goats, and Darcy's brought in, and Kristen's brought up Mabel, her French bulldog, and one of my activity assistants, Colleen, has Marley, the wiener dog, so Marley's here a lot, and so that's helped too for a lot of our residents to have that access to animals.
That's awesome. Great. All right, Gail, thank you for your time. I appreciate that, and thanks for the great job that you and your team do over there at Johns Memorial Health Services.
Thank you.
Yep. That's Gail Schlimme, Activities Manager at Johns Memorial Health Services, and this has been another Doc Talk here on Q92.